Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise the Lord. As we begin this episode, Joan and I would like to invite you to a special event. In Christ Ministries is hosting Bob Bennett in Concert here in Tryon, North Carolina on October 12th. That's a Saturday night at 7 o'clock. For more information or to make reservations, you can go to bertandjoe.com. That's our website, www.bertandjoe.com. And on the homepage, you'll see a place to click on for more information about Bob and about the concert itself, and you can go ahead and make a reservation. This is a free concert, no charge at all, and we sure hope you can make it that evening. You'll be hearing more about this, and hopefully we're going to have Bob on the podcast in the coming weeks and months. Again, that's October 12th, Saturday night at 7 o'clock in Tryon, Bob Bennett in Concert. Hope to see you there. Well, praise God. Thank you so much for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. We're going to start a new series called Choices in the Walk of Faith. Choices in the Walk of Faith. The Lord gave me this series in a crucial and critical time in my life. There were challenges that were surrounding me, just as all of us have had those type of challenges. And I had to make some choices. I had to make some decisions what I was going to do. I believe this will help you if you're in that type of place, or you can help others with it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your love, your spirit within us, and your hand on us. We thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 30:19. I'm going to read from the King James Version. It's a very familiar passage of Scripture. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. I'm going to read now from the easy-to-read version. Today, I'm giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So choose life. Then you and your children will live. So you've got a choice here of life or death. Life brings blessing. Death brings cursing. Then God tells us which to choose. Choose life. And in doing so, the result is you and your children will live. I don't know about you, but I want to live in peace and harmony with Almighty God all the days of my life here. So it's important to understand which one will you choose and to make the right choice. I like what we read in the easy-to-read version. He says, again, today I'm giving you a choice of two ways. Now listen to this statement. And I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. That's basically what the King James is saying. But that is so cool because I am asking heaven and earth to be witnesses. You have witnesses of the choices you make in life. The heavenly realm is going to witness what you choose. The earthly realm is going to witness what you choose. That's why it's important to choose our words carefully and to make our choices carefully, to really follow what God is saying in our life. So when you are faced in the walk of faith, your walk of faith, your journey of faith, when you're faced with challenging circumstances that come your way, what choice are you going to make? Choose, make a choice that heaven will stand behind. Make the heavenly choice rather than the earthly choice is another way of saying that. Let me say that again. Make the heavenly choice rather than the earthly choice. Then you and your seed or your children will live. Now, I realize he's talking about children here. And as you choose the word, your children will live. The Bible says you train up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, he will not depart from it. So praise God. You plant that seed in their spirit. When they are old, they will not depart from the seed that was planted. But let's apply that to your child of faith, so to speak, your project, your situation, your seed of faith. So you've planted seeds of faith. by speaking the word, by believing the word, by acting on the word. Don't dig up your seed. The farmer knows how to kill a seed by keep digging it up, and he can destroy it. He can smash it. He can do whatever. But the life is in the seed, so don't dig up your seed. Plant the seed in the spiritual realm and watch your choice of doing something heavenly in line with the word, watch it bring a blessing. Now, I think it's kind of interesting in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which is one of the theme verses, I think, of this ministry for years, that we make the right choice from the right source. It says here, and we've talked about this a lot, so I'm not going to read the verses before and after because I want to apply it here. It all applies here. But verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Your spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. So which one are you going to choose from? We're basically choosing from our spirit or our body. Your mind, will, and emotions are in the middle. You're going to dictate to them which route to go. And they are eventually or essentially going to make the choice. They make the choice, but it comes from the spirit realm or the heavenly realm or the body realm or the earthly realm. Heaven and earth witnesses of your choice. You're choosing from the heavenly or the earthly. So it's important to understand that your mouth is speaking what your mind is choosing. Your mouth is speaking what your mind is choosing. You've heard the expression, bite your tongue. In other words, don't say that about somebody or about something or about yourself. Well, a while back, I bit my tongue, and I bit it hard, and it really hurt, and it was sore for several days. Oh, I prayed, I believed God, and I believe it healed quickly, but it was several days, and maybe that's the normal pattern of healing in that. But it reminded me to watch my words, watch what I was saying. And I didn't want to bite my tongue again. So it was a healthy reminder that I need to speak words of life, not words of death. Words that are in line with God's words. Now we're going to look at five ways, or five choices, we should say, that we can make in the walk of faith. We're not going to run through these, but I'll just start with the first one. And this may seem a little odd when it comes to faith, because a lot of people say, oh, well, we've got to choose the right confession, choose the right scripture, whatever. Amen, all that. But number one, this is what the way I received it, and I'll just give it to you the way I received it, and what Paul said, I believe, in one of the epistles. Number one, choose humility over humiliation. Choose humility over humiliation. Now, humiliation is to cause someone to feel a loss of pride. In other words, we have a satisfaction in our own achievements, but then we feel a loss of pride. Something happens and occurs that all of a sudden that is gone. And the accuser of the brethren wants to tell us about it, doesn't he? But so it's not a bad thing to have a loss of pride, but the feeling that comes with that is humiliation. Well, the Bible says that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. I like what one Bible teacher says, what stance will you take in the circumstance? Will it be pride? Or will it be humility? Pride or humility? I don't want to have pride, but when something, you have so much pride that you feel humiliation, what are other people going to think? What is somebody else going to say? Then all of a sudden you're in fear of what they have to say. And pride is based in fear. Pride is based in fear. And those two forces, the force of pride and the force of fear, are very prevalent in the arsenal that the enemy is bringing out against you. He knows where to attack. He knows what we're saying, okay? And so he preys on those feelings. He preys on those choices. And he wants you to make the choice of humiliation over humility. But number one, and we're not going to get through with this today. We'll bring it up next time. Choose humility over humiliation. What stance am I going to take in this circumstance? Am I going to take one, again, of humility or humiliation? Because if I'm humiliated, then I'm going to strike out in anger, or I'm going to strike out in retaliation in some way against people or against myself. Well, pride, a lot of times we have pride because of our identity. Is it our identity or is it God's identity in us? We can believe the fear that we feel. And if we do that, it's because we're believing the lie that's come against us. And one Bible teacher says, when we believe the lie, we empower the liar. Somebody says, well, I'm not in pride. Well, it sounds like you could be. Ouch. We're going to take this up next time. Just wanted to give you a little something to think about. Choose humility over humiliation in our choice, in our first choice in the walk of faith. Praise God. Father, God, help us to understand the choices we make in this life and in our walk of faith are so important. We can choose life or death, blessing or cursing. And then you tell us what to choose so that we will have life and our seed and our seeds of faith and our children and our grandchildren and our friends and our relatives will live. That's our choice that we must make from our spirit and not our body. Thank you for that, Father, for the Holy Spirit who shows us things to come and shows us how to walk through challenges. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.